morning, Tim McGraw. How are you?
I'm good, Cadillac. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Should I share my story with Tim McGraw?
Oh, I think you should, Caddy.
Hi, Dallas. How are you?
Fantastic.
So, Tim, yesterday I'm at home and my wife's at work and I get this text message from her and it says, send me a pic.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, hey, wow, this is like first year marriage stuff, you know? I'm like, goodness gracious, and I'm getting all excited and, you know, trying to find the right lighting and everything. I had no more, got the right angle, and she sent me another text, and she said, hey, can we FaceTime?
All right.
She's at work, Tim McGraw. And so I'm like, yeah, absolutely, we'll FaceTime right now. And so I lock the kids, you know, they're out of school like yours are, and so I lock the kids out of the house, send them out, jump on the trampoline a little bit. I FaceTime my wife. She wanted a pic of our new puppy.
That's what marriage does to you right there.
Yeah. A little embarrassing, little being the keyword.
So have you and Faith ever done anything like that?
I'm not going to get into that.
Keith and Nicole have admitted that it keeps their marriage spicy.
Yeah.
Look, anytime I can see my wife, FaceTime or real time, I'm up for it.
There you go.
No doubt about that.
We're playing this version of Humble and Kind from the ACM Awards.
Yeah.
With the choir.
Tell us about the choir, because we've gotten some calls from listeners that were curious about it.
Well, it's from a local school here. We had some kids come into the studio to do that, and they just did a great job. They came in, and actually my kids were there. My nieces and nephews were there as well. And we had a group of kids come in the studio and sing that with us so we could use it when we performed live on the ACM Awards, because you had to make sure that you had it all together and had it done and ready to go. And then we had the kids out there that came out and sang with us as well and joined in. So it was just one of those special moments to be in the studio with those guys and to hear these kids sing this song and how much they felt it and how much they loved it and how much they got out of it. And I think that that's the special thing about this song. You know, it's had an impact on 6-year-old kids and 60-year-old people. So I think that as an artist, you feel fortunate when these kinds of songs come along. And I've been lucky enough in my career to have a couple of songs like this that really have had an impact, not only in everybody else's life, but on my life as well. And it's one of those songs that makes you look in the mirror and think about yourself. And I think that's the special thing about this song.
When you were actually recording it for the album, like you got all misty-eyed and teared up, and it really just hit this emotional string in your heart.
It really did. It was the last vocal that I did for the record. And the timely thing about it was we had just dropped my oldest daughter, Grace, off at her first year of college, her first semester of college. So it wasn't probably 3 days later that I was in the studio recording this song, and I couldn't get through it. It was like every time I thought I had it together, and I would get to a certain line, and it was a different line every time that did something to me and broke me up. And it took me, you know, an hour or so of getting through it crying, and then I left and went away and thought, I'll never get this song done. And we had to get it done, so we were running out of time to get the album finished. And I was driving home, and then I decided that halfway home to stop and turn around and go back and do it again. And I went back and was sort of singing the song in my head over and over and trying to get all the emotion out of me, all the tears out of me, so I could actually get in the studio and sing it. Went back to Byron's place, and probably 15 minutes laid the vocal down and really felt like we had something special. Felt like it was a song that I was really proud of.
Let's play it now with the choir from the ACM's Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind. We appreciate you checking in on Kix 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country. Good luck tonight at the CMT Music Awards.
You are nominated for Video of the Year for Humble and Kind.
Tim McGraw, have a great day. Send our best to Faith and girls.
You got it. Good talking to you guys.
All right, Tim. Take
care. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw. Keeping on Kix all morning with Caddy and Dallas.